Do I sound confident right now? I feel a little nervous. How's it going, James?
Going well, man.
Yeah? How's life treating you?
Doing well. Can't complain. There's a lot of good things happening.
It's good. It's good to have you back. I've been defending you for quite some time now because I got a tattoo of Metallica on your leg. I met you a long time ago. I don't expect you to remember me. I know you've got millions of fans that have tattoos, but people try to call you a sellout and all that kind of stuff. I'm like, you know, fuck you guys. Why don't you get them? Do you want them to play Ride the Lightning for like 10 more Ride the Lightning albums? Will that make you happy?
Well, a lot of people have different versions of what sellout means. You know, some people are so hardcore. As soon as you record any of your songs, then you've sold out. You know, I mean, how hardcore do you want to go with it? You know, we wanted to make this our passion and our life, and not have to have a regular job.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Well, yeah, you don't have to defend yourself. I will fucking knock people out, but I'm just so happy that the new album shuts up everybody. Like, I was already happy. This one came out, and I was like, ugh. Because I always used to say, have you been to a Metallica concert lately? Because he's still really fucking good. He's better than you, and they're all still really angry, really loud, and really fast, and really good. So what happened? They all old. Their hair got short, so now they suck. Go to the fucking concert and shut the fuck up.
All right. Well, there you go.
Yeah. So anyway.
Thanks a lot. Goodbye. Enough said. And by the way, we still play Ride the Lightning.
Yeah, I know. I was there the other day with my pregnant wife, because I've had my daughter. She's almost four. She saw Metallica in my wife's belly, and then my new son Tiger, who is he was 6 months pregnant, 6 months old. Like, not really though. Inside the belly, he saw the last one in San Diego. So that's how I roll. Because I saw AC/DC when I was in my mother's stomach, and I turned out all right. I'm a man. I like fights and explosions and punching people in the face. So I feel that that's the way I would like my children to be raised as well. And so they're ready to go. They've had the correct starter kit.
And who knows what will be around for their kids.
Yeah,
maybe we'll still be there.
I hope so, because it's not looking good, James. If they don't, if it isn't you, who will it be?
Maybe our kids.
Yeah, I'm into that. I'll watch your kids.
We got a bunch of kids between us. I got three. Lars got three. Kirk and Rob both have two. So,
well, they could start a band.
You bet.
I listen to that. Speaking of the whole music thing, and did you do this music like still every day? How many hours would you do like music? Like, what's other thing? You have kids. How much, you know, in a day do you do music?
Well, pretty much any time we're in a car, there's music.
Yeah.
It drowns out the fighting. And and whether, you know, we take turns.
Yeah.
You know, my daughter wants to hear Radio Disney. I want to hear something else. My boy just wants to hear friggin' liquid metal nonstop. You know.
How old is he?
He wants to hear that. He's 8.
Yeah. Start him young, James.
You know, so we take turns.
Yeah. So this brings me to a question, because I'm a father, and you're a father, and I've always seen, you're always, you know, I've heard interviews, you like Evil, you're a big fan of Evil, you know, your lyrics, and, you know, you're a powerful guy when you're in front of the crowd. You seem to me as a, you're an angry, powerful, mean guy. You seem like a tough guy, you seem like an intimidating guy. How much of that is really you, and like, are you a, when you're not on stage, are you a nice guy?
I'm a nice guy.
Are you lying?
On stage is the guy I want to be, but can't be at home, or I should get my ass kicked.
So the wife does control the headfield.
My kids do. All three kids are karate. They're moving up. They're almost like red belt. So, and they nonstop kick and punch me. It's
wow!
Great.
I would never kick and punch James Hetfield. Never. Even if you demanded it, I'd be like, no, I'm sorry, I can't do it. I'm too scared.
No, they take it easy on me sometimes. Then I just kind of, you know, every once in a while give them a real slug back, and then they cry and run to mom. But
yeah,
you know, they're getting tough.
What about the because I know the thing I would think is, because you are good at being intimidating. I'm sure you've used that to your advantage in negotiations and dealing with your band members and whatever it is that you have to do. I just feel like do you get, because that's human nature. What you're good at, do you use that to through your life? Like, do you scare people when you have to? Come on, dude.
I would say that. It certainly has its advantages and its disadvantages.
Yeah.
The advantage, you know, for me was you know, basically building a little invisible barrier between me and the world,
yeah,
and keeping everyone back with a look. But
it's
also
it's a fucking good one, I might add, James. I've been ripping it off for about 10 years now.
Yeah, you give them. We call it the metallobrow.
Yes, I know. I said to you when I interviewed you for a long time ago on the red carpet at some ESPN thing. I said, "Can I have a go fast face?" And you obviously got what I was trying to talk about. So I got an eye to eye go fast face. I still have it on video. It's a fucking Cinderella story. So you do use it?
Yeah, and then you know, and then sometimes I use it when I shouldn't be, and then I wonder why people aren't like nice to me or even near me.
Well,
it can be lonely if you use it too much.
It would be good to use like against like lawyers and stuff and all that kind of thing, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but you know, at the end of the day, you got to take care of business and just, you know, basically pushing everyone away might work. It's sometimes, but then you know, you gotta do what you gotta do sometimes, yeah, and get through the ugliness.
Speaking of business, my radio show is getting better every day. I used to be a pro skateboarder. I'm on my way up. I would like to say I'm in a movie that's the number one movie in the country, and I keep saying to myself, because family comes first to me. But when you're in Metallica and you get bigger and bigger, and you've been around for as long as you have, when is it? Do you want to stop? Do you ever want to stop? Like, when do you... Because I know you've already done everything there is. You've got more money than... I mean, you don't need more money. Do you want, like, a helicopter? You probably could get a helicopter, couldn't you? Do you have one?
Yeah, you know, when Metallica first started, that was our goal.
Yeah, what...
We need a Metallicopter.
What, really? What was your goal, though? Really, what was Metallica's goal when
goal
you first started?
World domination.
Was it really?
Whatever that meant.
It really was, though, wasn't it?
Well, the first real goal was... I need to release some energy so I don't hit my boss at work.
Yeah.
And then it came to world domination. That was second on the list.
Well, how long was Metallica together before there was a group meeting where you decided on world domination?
It wasn't long.
No.
It wasn't long. We were in the garage playing. We had enough songs for a demo. Then we were out on the Metal Massacre thing. And as soon as we moved to San Francisco, I mean, it was on.
Yeah.
It was on, man.
So do you still, you know, is there meetings? Who's the hungriest member of the band?
Well, I mean, we're all, you know, since
this
album. How do
you stay hungry?
Since this album's come out,
yeah,
you know, it's, I think Rick Rubin reintroduced us to the essence of Metallica again. And, you know, us kind of realizing what we do best, stick to what you do best. And don't run from your past, you know.
Yeah.
It's okay. You don't have to be an artiste who's always consistently, you know, exploring and doing the next cool thing.
Yeah.
Do what you do best along with, you know, exploring what you need to. So for us, you know, the hunger is there. As soon as we get on stage, that's it. That's all we need, man.
Yeah.
That makes me the happiest guy on the planet. 2 hours every night, and I'm good, man.
See, so that would be another reason that Metallica's not going anywhere, because you're always... Because I saw you the other day. I saw you in L.A. and I saw you in San Diego.
Okay.
You're not... You don't suck, dude. You're way better than everybody still.
Hey, check out... What is this sound?
You're shaving something, or somebody's getting vibrated? I'd really hope somebody's getting their hair clipped.
I'm getting a root canal during the interview. Hardcore, dude.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me. You should get root canal just for fun, just to stay sharp.
I'm getting some ink.
Oh, yeah, getting some ink. You're all into the tattoos now, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've got myself covered in those. If you ever want to get a free... Oh, you probably got your own free mega tattooist, haven't you?
Yeah, you know, well... Yeah. It's either that or the helicopter. We're still trying to decide.
Yeah, you got a Learjet. You got a private jet, right?
We rent a jet.
You didn't buy a Metallica jet?
Are you kidding me?
What?
If it flies, floats, or the other thing, you rent it, right?
Yeah,
the three Fs.
Look, man, you're talking to the wrong guy. I'm striving to get there right now, James. But right now, I got a car, and I strive to put gas in it every day. The whole jet thing isn't... I'm not going that far yet. But I will get one. And now that I know that I've learned from the master, I will rent my jet.
Well, you know what? If you can get from one place to the other place and be totally together and fresh, that's our investment, man. We want the best show possible, and that's what makes it happen.
No, you're not going to get any better. I've seen some bands, and it's very hard for me. I've always been, I mean, I've been following you guys ever since you started when I was a little rookie. It helped me skateboard. It helped me be motivated. I always felt like my skateboarding was similar to your band, changing, trying to do new things, but always plowing through no matter what. And it's helped me a million times in a million ways. Training, being down, being hurt. It's got me through everything, just like millions of other Metallica fans.
Right on. So, appreciate the words, man.
Yeah, it goes a long way. It's like the first tattoo I've got. It's a shitty tattoo as well. Like, it's a busted up, bung ass Metallica tattoo on my leg. And if anyone asks me what my favorite tattoo is, it's still that one. Because I know
what is it?
It's just I got it off. It was based off the Master of Puppets album, but it's just the straight up Metallica on the side of my leg.
Oh, just the logo.
Just the logo. Yeah.
Cool, man.
Yeah, but what's the tattoo you getting right now?
Let's see. We're doing a little cover up on something, but it's Liberty or Death.
Okay.
Skull.
Yeah.
American flag.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean. I sound like I don't know what I mean, but I do know what you mean, James.
There you go.
The other thing I have, as I always ask people that I feel that are inspirational and powerful, because the Wolf thing, I know that a long time ago, the Black Album, you had a guitar, and you had the man walking, instead of turning the monkey into a man, it was turning into, the wolf turned into a man.
It was man evolving into wolf.
Sorry, my bad.
It's okay.
And you had a wolf, you had a necklace with a wolf on it.
Yeah, I was all about wolves.
Yeah, why?
As my friend would say, wolves.
Yeah, I say,
saw a wolf. It's not a wolf, dude.
It's a wolf. Yeah, I say wolf as well.
Right on.
I like to, like, I don't do it now because my wife's pregnant, so she's not that kinky, but I like to put my wife on the roof of my house and howl into her ass like a wolf. Because I think that's crazy, and chicks dig it. When people call in and I tell chicks that I would do that if I wasn't married, they're really into it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go there with you. I'm just going to say that that's what I like doing.
My ass is off limits.
I wasn't talking about your ass.
It's an exit, not an entrance.
I really love Metallica and James Hetfield, but that would make me cry if you asked me.
You would not howl in my ass. You wouldn't want to go there, man.
Thank you, dude. So, I don't really have anything else to say except thank you for existing on the planet. Oh, the other thing was, when you stop, because I know you play music all the time, is it true, did you play in a blues band or something like that?
No.
No? You don't do
you
any
know what?
Other side projects?
I don't dig blues. It's not my vibe.
What's your other vibe?
I kind of dig, psychobilly.
Yeah.
You know, kind of upbeat, rockabilly kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I dig that.
Would you ever, we're talking, 50, 60-year-old James Hetfield, would you do, a solo thing like that, or no?
You know what? There's enough room for anything I write in this band.
Yeah.
And I don't dig it when people go off and do solo stuff. Kind of simple as that. I kind of lose respect for the band, you know? And if there is a day when Metallica ceases, then I would not stop writing. That's for damn sure. I got to, or else something happens in my head.
It's mainly you that writes, right?
The lyrics, yeah. And riffs, and, everyone has contributed, especially on this last record. Mm. I mean, Rob has contributed more on this record than any, bass player we've had since Cliff, I'd say.
It would have been, you didn't really give Jason any leverage to do that, did you?
We gave him all the liberty we could, and, it was up to the material.
Yeah.
But
you didn't need him anyway.
No disrespect to Jason whatsoever.
No.
But Rob has he's joined in the writing in a different way. It's more natural.
It's working out. Do you think maybe it's more natural because he's a finger playing bass player instead of a pick player like Jason?
I would say so. He's more of a bass player. He's hanging out with Lars more, and Jason was more in the guitar, area. Cliff was fingers too.
I know.
Dude, it's bass players.
Yeah.
Rob is unbelievable.
He is unbelievable. I noticed that dude is cutting up ugly. That dude shreds like a fucking madman.
I still flip out and can't believe he's in our band,
Yeah. Speaking of can't believe, there's rumor. When I met you a long time ago at an ESPN award, I introduced you to a thing called the Rock Lock, and then I was told at a concert in Vancouver that you gave Rob the Rock Lock on stage, and I was like, I fucking showed him that.
You did.
I did do that, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
I did do that.
You're the inventor of the Rock Lock.
And I showed you, and then you showed Rob, and then you do Rock Locks to people, don't you?
We've done it.
Yeah. Yeah. Where'd you get it from?
Do you get, like, a royalty from that?
I would love to have Metallica royalty in any kind. that would go a
lot. We'll just save it up and get you your own copter, all right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Might be a used Russian one, but we'll get you one.
You know what? Send me a fucking toy rubber one. As long as it comes from you, I don't give a shit.
All right, man.
All right, James. Thanks so much for being on the show, man. And thanks so much for being Metallica. I love you guys. You're awesome.
Thank you, brother.
Thanks, dude.
Talk to you soon, James.
Yeah, mate.